ground attraction and a beautiful tune for a Friday morning. It's perfect, perfect. Penny Faree is in the house and ready to rock and roll.
Good morning, everyone. It's Friday, the 9th of May. This is Friday Focus, keeping the North Coast accountable. Here's what matters in our area this week. Parliament has given the Lembe District Municipality a deadline to account for allegations of irregular spending totaling at least 14.7 million rand. That deadline passed on Monday, the 4th of May. Friday Focus not aware of any response from the municipality as yet. The allegations are now before Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Corporate Governance and Traditional Affairs. They centre on a decision to spend 11.7 million rand of public money renovating a privately owned warehouse for use as municipal offices. A further 3 million rand was allegedly paid in rent while that building sat empty and was structurally unfit for occupation. The Auditor General had already flagged the procurement as unjustified, according to an internal municipal email from October last year. The inquiry also covers 30 water tankers procured to deliver drinking water to communities in Kwadukuza, Mandini, Dwedwe and Mapumula. A whistleblower alleges that tankers arrived contaminated with dirt and debris. Supply chain officials are alleged to have certified them as compliant regardless. Further claims include payments for laptops never received and an unregistered ICT system used for more than a year. Action SAC for Zungu said that they have put a motion in council to suspend the municipal manager, and we will be having a conversation with him later next week. And then the Democratic Alliance in Kwadukuza is opposing a proposal to spend almost 1 million rand on Youth Month games, saying the expenditure is unjustified while basic services continue to fail residents. The DA's Kwadukuza mayoral candidate and caucus leader, Councillor Privy McCann, says the item was tabled at an exco meeting on Wednesday. The party voted against it. McCann says roads in the municipality are deteriorating, traffic lights are non-functional, and infrastructure projects remain stalled. Spending nearly 1 million rand on games, she says, cannot be justified against that backdrop. The DA goes further, alleging the program amounts to a taxpayer-funded political campaign ahead of the 4th of November local government elections. McCann says the timing of the spend, its scale, and what she describes as direct links to voter registration activities raise serious concerns about the use of municipal resources for political purposes. South Africans now have the date, the 4th of November. That is when local government elections will be held after President Cyril Ramaphosa confirmed the date recently. For the North Coast, the next 6 months matter. The ANC lost its outright majority at Kwadukuza in 2021 and has governed through coalition support ever since. That coalition goes to the polls in November. Before the election can officially begin, one step remains. The formal legal proclamation must be signed by Corporate Governance Minister Vilakansazi Klabise. Only then does a national voters' roll officially close. The Human Sciences Research Council surveyed KwaZulu-Natal residents last week, and the findings are stark. Satisfaction with democracy in this province has collapsed from 54% in 2004 to 6% last year. Trust in the Electoral Commission, KZN, sits at 26%, well below the national average. And yet 76% of those surveyed said they would still vote. 69% said voting is a civic duty. The tension between disillusionment and participation will define November's elections. One practical reminder, you vote where you are registered. If you have moved into the area and not updated your address, you may find yourself in the wrong ward or unable to vote at all. Online registration remains open for now, and you can find the link on the IEC's website. And a three-year air quality study at the North Coast has found that pollution levels here regularly exceed World Health Organization guidelines by more than double. The findings were released this week by Communities Against Pollution, a citizen science organization that installed its own monitoring equipment in the Kwadukuza and Lembe district, after confirming that the area has no government air quality monitoring stations. The study tracked fine particle matter, known as PM2.5, across two monitoring sites between 2023 and 2025. The World Health Organization recommends an annual average of 5 micrograms per cubic meter. The monitors recorded annual averages of between 11 and 17 micrograms across the 3 years. In winter, when sugarcane burning is at its peak, those levels were significantly higher. In 2024, legal daily exposure limits were breached 16 times. The maximum allowed is 4. To translate the data, researchers applied a cigarette equivalence tool developed by Berkeley Earth. In the winter of 2024, everyone living in the study area was exposed to the equivalent of 134 cigarettes over the burning season, without smoking a single one. The district is home to more than 780,000 people. Communities Against Pollution says government must act. I spoke to the organization's co-founder, Paolo De Fabro, for this week's Uncensored podcast, and that full interview is available now on the Life and Style 88 FM website. And finally, a landmark court case heard in Pretoria this week could determine the future of baby saver boxes across South Africa, including the one right here on the North Coast. Baby Saver South Africa and Door of Hope Children's Mission faced the Minister of Social Development in the Gauteng court on Monday. The department argues that placing a baby in one of the boxes constitutes illegal abandonment. The organization says the boxes save lives that would otherwise be lost in fields, drains, and rubbish dumps. An estimated 3,500 babies are abandoned in South Africa every year. 2 in 3 found in unsafe locations do not survive. The court heard arguments from both sides this week. No ruling has yet been handed down. An interim protection order protecting the boxes and the organizations operating them remains in place. The North Coast has its own baby saviour box at Christchurch on Old Main Road in Mshlali. It is monitored around the clock. In October last year, a newborn baby was placed there safe. He was found alive, warmly wrapped and placed into care. The box is there, it works, and right now it's still legal. And before we go, a couple of things to look out for this weekend. Sunday's Mother's Day, and the North Coast has plenty on offer. The Salt Rock Farmers Market runs from 9 until 1. The Belita Farmers Market is on at the Lower Oaklands Farm in Mshlali on both Saturday and Sunday. And Market 032 is at Lamontane on Saturday morning from 8 until 12:30. Also this weekend, Friday Focus and Uncensored will be publishing a full written article on the Communities Against Pollution Air Quality Report. 3 years of data from right here on the North Coast, what it found and what it means for your family. Watch for that on our platforms. And this is Friday Focus for the 9th of May, keeping the North Coast accountable. Have a good weekend, everyone.